You're listening to the Onega Buffaloes Locker Room Chats. Mike Smith back here, joined by Boys Head Coach Luke Baxter. Coach, you sit at 13-4 on the season after two wins in your last two contests, 57-45 over Axtell and a 50-46 win over B&B, both at home. Looking at that B&B game first, you knew it had a potential, to go down to the wire, and it pretty much did. How do you feel what your squad responded in that game, and what maybe was the key factor to notch that win?
Oh, I really loved their energy at the beginning of the game. I thought we came out and it got after it on both sides of the ball. And really, I thought we played really well as a team. I thought we executed pretty well. We had a double-digit lead late in the game. And once again, we like to make it interesting. But once again, we also kept our composure, at the very, very end of the game. And we hit a big shot to take the lead after we had the lead most of the game. And then we made our free throws. I kind of know what Bill Snyder felt like during football season. We get a lead, and then we give it away, and then we like to make it very interesting. Then we keep our composure, in the last minute or two of the game, and then we a lot of times we'll pull it out. I think it was good for us, especially against an athletic team like Babyville. They're just so big and so athletic. Beat a team like that is a big win for us. And it kept us, up top in the league standing, so that gives us some something to shoot for, in these next three games.
Well, you took on Axtell in your next game. Do you feel that maybe the momentum and, and that grittiness from the game against B&B kind of helped your squad move on and notch the win against Axtell as well?
It was a weird game. The power went out, and we didn't have we only had one game in that gym, and the girls played in the other gym, and first half, I thought the power went out in our brains. We came out. We just got in a hurry, and I liked our hustle. We worked hard. We just forced a lot of things. But in the second half, I thought we executed a lot better. We slowed things down. We let the shots come to us. We didn't force shots. And Axtell, the Snowsley kid. He had a heck of a ball game. We couldn't stop him. He finished at 29. At one point, he hit four threes in a row. I have to give credit to Axtell. I thought they played really hard, and they're not a bad team. They may only have one league win, but that doesn't mean a lot. They played hard, and they fought to the end. I was very happy to see Axtell, just give us everything they have, and they played hard. They're young.
You've got three more games left before you close out the end of the regular season and get ready for postseason play. Tonight you're on the road at Valley Heights and then Friday at Bern, and then you close the season with a home game next Tuesday against Centralia. Anything that you really want your squad to focus on and maybe execute to close the regular season out on a good note?
I'd probably like to see us concentrate on being more consistent. We play really well at times, and other times we play a little bit outside ourselves. That'll be three tough teams. Valley Heights been playing well at home. Bern just beat Lynn and Washington. That's going to be a tough game at Bern. And then Centralia, they're the number one team in the league right now, and that'll be a really tough game. So I just like to see us be more consistent. I think we're getting better defensively. At times offensively, I see a lot of great stuff. And if we could play four quarters, I think we'd be a really tough team to beat.
Well, Coach, good luck in your next couple of games, and I'll chat with you next week.
Thank you, Mark.
That was Onega Buffaloes Boys Head Coach Luke Baxter right there. The Onega Buffaloes Locker Room Chat, sponsored by the Insurance Services of Onega.